I'd expected he'd come after me. I hadn't expected him to do it with such speed. The Jeep's doors were locked, but I pushed the lock button again anyway. The Sure Guard was nestled in my lap. The police station was less than a mile away. I debated giving Clarence the boot and going after Morelli. Morelli was, after all, my main objective. I did a fast run-through of possible arrest attempts, and none of them turned out satisfactory. I didn't want Morelli to come at me while I was struggling with Clarence. And I didn't want to drop Morelli in the street. Not in this neighborhood. I wasn't sure I could control the outcome. Morelli was five cars back when I stopped for a light. I saw the driver's door open, saw Morelli get out of the van, running toward me. I gripped the gas canister and prayed for the light to change. Morelli was almost on me when we all moved forward, and Morelli was forced to go back to the van. Good old Clarence was still sound asleep, his head dropped forward, his mouth open and drooling, emitting soft, snuffling sounds. I left turned up North Clinton, and the phone chirped. It was Morelli, and he didn't sound happy. "What the fuck do you think you're doing?" he yelled. "I'm taking Mr. Sampson to the police station. You're more than welcome to follow us. It would make everything much easier for me." A pretty ballsy reply, considering I was having an anxiety attack.
"That's my car you're driving!"
"Well, I've commandeered it."
"You what?"
I flipped the switch to shut the phone off before the conversation deteriorated to death threats. The van disappeared from sight two blocks from the station, and I continued on with my FTA still sleeping like a baby. The Trenton Police Department houses itself in a cube-like three-story brick building representing the practical pig approach to municipal architecture. Clearly low on the funding food chain, police headquarters has been afforded few frills, which is just as well considering it's surrounded by ghetto, and the location almost certainly ensures annihilation should a riot of major proportions ever occur. A chain-link fenced lot adjoins the building and provides parking for squad cars and vans, employees, cops, and beleaguered citizens.